This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
For our weekly check-in with the head coach of Boston College football, Bill O'Brien. Bill, good morning.
Morning, Greg. How you guys doing?
By the way, I don't know if I should say this or not, because if it doesn't happen, I could have egg on my face, unlike the normal egg that I have on my face every morning. But talks progressing. When it comes to my Dropkicks BC moonshot, I want to give you a heads up on that.
Oh, that is awesome, man! Very, very much appreciated. That would mean a lot to the energy of the next whenever that next home game is for the Dropkick Murphys.
I would require some sort of Bill O'Brien national television Greg Hill Show shout out if we make it happen.
No problem. Okay. No problem at all.
Okay.
Did you and Wiggy get your gear?
Yes, we did.
We did. Appreciate it.
Yes, we did. I don't know how you knew that we were upset that we didn't get any. No. Because I don't think we mentioned it on the radio.
No, we didn't.
But I really appreciate you.
Can find Greg's on Facebook Marketplace.
Oh, he wore it yesterday.
I did, yeah. I wore it yesterday. I look pretty good. Somebody asked me if I was a linebacker when I was out last night.
Yeah. Well, you were in the mod, so that was a little weird.
Are they great colors, though?
Yeah.
Oh, great
awesome. I wore like the athleisure yellow hoodie.
Yes.
A gold hoodie. And it was, I'm telling you, it was slimming, to be honest with you. Very slimming.
That's awesome.
Bill, I got to ask, because it was a shock to everybody that Castellanos was out last weekend, and there are rumors swirling around. And so just to set the record straight, I had heard that he got hurt after Michigan State during the rush of the field. Is there any truth to that? Is that where the hit happened?
No. He got dinged against Michigan State on the goal line. If you remember the play where he fumbled on the 1 yard line, he came in the next day and he just didn't feel, you know, great. And so we put him in concussion protocol and, you know, he just didn't feel great the whole week. So in the best interest of him and the best interest of our team, you know, we felt like, you know, he wasn't ready to go and the doctor didn't clear him. So but he's cleared this week. He'll be ready to go. And, you know, we're happy about that. Grayson James did a good job. He came in there and played a solid game. We were happy with that.
Yeah, unlike some professional teams around these parts, you seem willing to play the backup if necessary.
I mean, you got to do what you got to do. I mean, I think we have two guys here, you know, Tommy and Grayson. They're both good players, you know, and they work hard. And, you know, Grayson struggled in the first half, but then he's got great poise and very smart guy, and made some good adjustments at halftime. We were able to pull it out.
Bill, you look at that game, Western Kentucky. We kind of talked about this early in the season where you have, you know, mid-major teams coming in to play the, you know, Power Four now, what we call it. And, you know, Western Kentucky takes you to the last, you know, last couple seconds of the game. What did they do that maybe gave you problems? How did your team feel good coming into that game? Because you guys look like you started a little slow. What did you underestimate them a little bit?
It was a terrible start, Wig. We did not underestimate them. I think that they're a good football team. I know they got drilled by Alabama, but they've gotten a lot better since that game. They have about 35 Division I transfers, you know, Power 4 transfers on their team. Quarterback's a good player. Offensive line is good. Their scheme on defense is difficult. A lot of odd front, a lot of pressure. You just don't ever know where it's coming from. Very well coached. Coach Helton does a good job. So I give them a lot of credit. We're lucky to win that game. Thank God we have Donovan Ezeraku, because he single-handedly, took over the game in the fourth quarter. He had 14 tackles, 3 sacks, strip sack, fumble recovery. If I'm a pro team, I'm watching him very closely because he's a hell of a player, and he helped us win the game. So. But Western, we didn't underestimate them at all. It was a very, very difficult game.
People forget my guy Bailey Zappe, a product of Western Kentucky.
Yeah. Oh yes.
Yeah. The Zap dog played there and threw for a million yards and had a great career there. No doubt. No doubt.
He's actually, I think, for the game this weekend, he's working the Cup of Meatballs place.
No, he's not.
I thought you were going to say he taught Billy O'Brien the Patriots offense.
No. I think we taught Zap a few things. I think he's with the Chiefs now. Right?
Yep.
Yeah. Billy, I have a question. You're halfway through, roughly, your first year. Where are you on this? Are you like overjoyed? You made the decision. How has the transition been? Where are you right now as the head coach of Boston College Football?
No, I love the job. I really do. I enjoy coaching the guys. They're really good kids. I really can't point to one guy on the team and say, man, that guy's not a great guy. I think every guy on the team, they really buy in. They try to do it the way we ask them to do it. The administration's been good. One of the best parts besides the team, one of the best parts about the job is the student body. They've really kind of bought into what we're doing. They show up to the games. They stay for the games. And so it's been fun so far. I mean, we got to keep winning. I think that's a key. We have a very, very difficult game this week on the road at Virginia. They're 3-1. We're 4-1. They got a lot of good players, and it's going to be tough. It's homecoming for them, and so it's going to be a difficult game. But so far, it's going okay.
Will it be hard to say no, though? I mean, you're having such a great season. If the NFL comes calling, or another college or university reaches out, will that be a tough decision to make for you?
I think like those things have come up so many times during my career. I'll be 55 in a couple of weeks. I don't know if those things are going to come up anymore, Greg. I'm very, very focused on this job, these kids. Like I said, I love the job. My wife went to school here. I think it's a, it's just a fun place to coach, and obviously winning is important, and we're for the most part, we're winning right now, and that makes it good, but it's enjoyable to come to work. It's one of the jobs, I haven't had a job in a long time that I really like, I felt comfortable in, what I mean, Greg? And I love coming to work every day, and I think that's helped, in a lot of areas with my family. With the guys that I coach with the guys that I coach, I have a passion for coaching these guys.
I don't know if you got to watch any of that Alabama-Georgia game on Saturday night, but would both of those teams beat the New England Patriots currently?
Man, those teams, what a game. No, I did. I watched most of that game, and I actually used that with our team on Sunday, just talking about playing 60 minutes, that the game's never over, right? Georgia comes storming back. And then, they take the lead, and then Alabama gets the ball. And in one play, Jalen Milroe throws a great ball to Ryan Williams, who's an incredible player. And the game's won by Alabama. And the game's never over. And that was one of the best college games I've seen in a long time.
Yeah, you have to look at him and remember that he's 17 years old, which is amazing.
Amazing. Yeah, amazing. Great player.
You guys get back to ACC play, first time seeing a team from the conference since FSU. Has that been an emphasis for your guys this week, especially, like you said, it being UVA's homecoming? Does that still happen where teams schedule teams they think they can beat for homecoming? Is that like bulletin board material?
I mean, I don't know. Courtney, I mean, they could schedule anybody for homecoming. They scheduled us, you know, the rest of our season is ACC. Like, this is it, you know. And a lot of our guys on our team, like Donovan and, you know, Ozzie Trapillo, Kai Robichaud, there's a lot of guys that have really, you know, bled and you know, just really played hard for BC for a long time. And they want this season to be really a good season. And so, you know, this is where you do it. You got to play well in the ACC. And you know, the whole conference thing, not to get off the topic a little bit, but, like, I look at our schedule. I got our schedule right here next to my computer. And, you know, there's a lot of good teams. I mean, we got Virginia Tech at Virginia Tech, Louisville, Syracuse, SMU just crushed Florida State, North Carolina, Pitt at the end of the year. You know, it's a good conference. It's going to be some very, very difficult games, and this Virginia game is going to be really a tough game.
Bill, this is my last one for Bill. I know it's a good conference and you got a good schedule, but are the guys confident? Like, you got a good football team. Are they buying into, like, okay, we can do this, you know?
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All about having that self-confidence and saying that, yo, we got a good schedule ahead of us, but we're also a good football team. Do you feel like your team is at that point now where they feel like they can step out there on any Saturday and beat anybody?
I think that's a great question, Wig, and I think about that all the time. You know, I think the leadership on this team is very confident, right? I think that we have some, you know, our six captains. You know, I mentioned Kai Robichaud. I mentioned, you know, Amari Jackson, one of our corners, Max Tucker, a Boston guy, one of our other corners, KP Price, the safety. I mean, these guys are very confident guys, and I think that definitely, you know, the rest of the team sees that, and so I think that helps. But the big thing for us is, you know, we've got to take it one play at a time. We've got to start these games better. We have to be better on first down on both sides of the ball. There's things that we need to really improve upon, and I think we've worked hard on that this week, and hopefully that's given these guys confidence. I have confidence in the team. I look at the team. I've been doing this a long time. I think it's a very, very tough, solid football team that can win any of these games. But we got to go out there and do it.
All right, Bill O'Brien. I saw Mike Conlon recently. I said I would promote. You have put a plug in. You have the coaches show this evening and every Thursday at the Stockyard. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, we have. We're at the Stockyard with Pete Cronin and John Mita Perel, and great food, great atmosphere, right off the highway there. So yeah, cool spot. It's 6 to 7 on Thursday nights.
Are you a salad guy, or do you go steak, or like what's your go to?
I don't know, Greg. I'm not sure if you. I don't think I've ever met you, Greg, and so you probably haven't seen. I don't know if you saw me, you would know I'm not a salad guy. I'm a pizza guy. I love Five Guys. We had Shake Shack here the other night. It was awesome. I just love food. I love food.
Do they still give a really good meal for the plane ride home after away games at BC?
No.
Oh, we had Chick-fil-A when I was there. It was the best.
Well, oh, yeah, we do have Chick-fil-A once in a while. Yeah, once in a while they give us Chick-fil-A. But I wouldn't say that, yeah, Chick-fil-A's good, no doubt. But it's not a gourmet meal.
Got to fix that one.
Yeah. Well, having never...
Linebacker.
All right, Bill O'Brien, thank you very much.
Thank you, guys.
We'll talk to you again next week. That is Bill O'Brien, head coach at Boston College, and we will get to They Said It. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports coming up next, and we will definitely talk about what Sam Kennedy said while stress bragging on behalf of John Henry on a podcast yesterday. That is coming up next.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.